Day 5, Stronger Together Devotional. One of the most powerful images from ancient warfare was the Roman testudo formation, soldiers linking their shields together to create an impenetrable wall of protection. This strategy transformed individual soldiers into a unified, moving fortress that could withstand attacks from all sides. In our spiritual battles, we're designed to function the same way. While personal faith is essential, faith grows strongest in community. When we stand alone, we're vulnerable targets for the enemy. But when we connect our shields with other believers, we create a defense system that's far more powerful than what any of us could maintain individually. There are days when your faith might feel weak, when doubts creep in or circumstances seem overwhelming. On those days, you can borrow strength from the faith of those around you. Their testimonies, prayers, and encouragement become an extension of your shield. And on the days when your faith is strong, you have the privilege of extending that protection to others who are struggling. This is why regular connection with other believers isn't optional, it's essential for spiritual survival. In a world of increasing isolation, intentionally linking your shield with others might be the very thing that carries you through your next battle. Bible verse: How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Psalm 133:1. Reflection question: Who are the people in your life with whom you can link shields? How can you be more intentional about connecting with them regularly for mutual spiritual protection and growth? Quote: Shields are strongest when linked together. See, we think that faith grows best in community. Prayer: Father, thank you for designing us to be stronger together. Help me to overcome my tendency toward independence and to connect authentically with other believers. Show me how to both receive strength from others and offer my faith as support when they're struggling. Make us a unified fortress that stands firm against the enemy's attacks. Amen.